Inflation. Paid in China. Long a force for lower consumer prices, is China now exporting inflation?
Eric Zhu, an international sales manager at a Chinese forklift maker, has just sent his second letter of the year to customers explaining that prices are going up once again. We need to share some of the price increases with our partners. We cannot absorb them all ourselves, he says. The world is crazy now. Although not standard economics terminology, crazy is a good description for the price movements now coursing through global markets. Inflation in America is running at its fastest since 2008. Energy and commodity prices have soared. And as Mr. Zhu can attest, investors and company bosses are worried that China, the world's workshop, is itself starting to export inflation. It is easy to see why people are concerned. On June 9th, China reported that factory gate prices rose at an annual rate of 9% in May, the highest in more than a decade. That, along with soaring shipping costs and a stronger yuan, will probably push up the prices of made-in-China goods from phones to futons. America's imports from China already cost 2.1% more in April than they did a year ago, the fastest rise since 2012. Yet the danger of China-exported inflation can be overplayed. Only part of the rise in China's producer prices reflects domestic causes. Its strong economic recovery was led by investment in homes and infrastructure, which pushed up the price of steel. In order to meet green targets, the government has reined in both coal and steel production. Officials have also vowed to crack down on excessive speculation in domestic commodity futures, suggesting that this helped the run-up in prices. Most of the price pressures instead reflect the peculiarities of the COVID-clouded world. The global demand for consumer goods, things you can buy online while confined at home, has soared. Chinese exports are about 20% higher than their pre-pandemic trend, and factories have struggled to keep up with orders. Disruptions to global commodity supplies, such as lockdowns that limited copper mining in Chile and Peru, have also pushed up prices.